From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless
you. Well, good evening, everyone, once again, and thank you for being with us. My name is Sherry, and I'll be our moderator for our event. And at the conclusion of President Trump's remarks, we will be asking a special poll question for you. So please stay on the line for your opportunity to participate. And now it is my great pleasure to introduce to you Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson.
Well, thanks so much, Sherry. It is an honor to be on the line with so many Tennessee patriots tonight. I think we've got tens of thousands of people on the line, and it's a great honor. Friends, the eyes of America are on you this evening, and we're going to get out the vote for combat veteran and America First patriot Matt Van Epps tomorrow, and I know you're all going to be a part of that. Matt and I have been together on the ground here in the 7th District of Tennessee all day long. We went from Williamson County to Robertson County. Now we're in Montgomery County and everywhere in between. I mean, we really left it all on the field today, Matt. And I have to tell you, Republicans are fired up and they are ready to elect this good man to serve you in Washington. I want you to know Matt is exactly the kind of workhorse that we need with us in Congress right now to help continue securing the border and lowering costs and fixing all the messes left behind by the previous administration with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrats. Republicans are delivering huge wins for the American people every single day, like no taxes on tips and overtime, Social Security, and cheaper gas prices. And we're working to make life more affordable every single day. But it is no secret that my majority in Congress is razor thin. Okay, it comes down to one or two votes every time. And that means every single vote and every seat matters more than ever. And that's exactly why we're here. In Washington, we don't need another far-left liberal activist who just wants to defund the police and harass law enforcement and push woke DEI policies on our kids and even abolish prisons. Those are all things that Matt's opponent has stood for and said. Matt's extreme opponent believes all that, and she would be just a rubber stamp for the disastrous agenda of radicals like AOC and the rest of them. Don't take my word for it. Matt's opponent is actually having a rally with AOC right now in deep red Tennessee, if you can believe that, even as we speak. But instead, you know what Matt's doing tonight? Matt Van Epps is spending the night before the election talking directly to you and thousands of voters across Tennessee's 7th District, and he's doing so with none other than the 45th and 47th President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, it is an absolute honor to have you join us tonight, and we just want to thank you for all you're doing to make sure we win this seat, that we win the midterms in 2026, and we continue America's great comeback. Everybody, it is my great delight to welcome President Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, it's all yours.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I want to just thank you for the great job that you're doing, and I love the fact that you've spent days now working and trying to get one of the best candidates that we've ever had before us.